Good evening, my Rabbi Rabbeisai. Good evening. We are up to Simon Kufches. We'll be learning Sif Test tonight, and I would like to finish the Simon today, if possible at all. There's an interesting bialoch over here, which I failed to mention yesterday due to time constraints, but it's a very interesting bialoch. How much does a person, we spoke about missing mincha, missing tefillah because of financial reasons. That's what we did. If a person would lose, we said for financial reasons, a person doesn't have to, there's no heta. I mean, well, let's go through the words of Shulchan Aruch again. The Ramah said in Seif Tes that somebody is busy for financial reasons. He shouldn't lose money. And therefore, he missed his tefillah. Is considered an onus and is tashlumin. The Ramah adds, "Miu lechatchila over lechatchila lo yavik zman tefillah mishum hefsed mamon." Don't miss tefillah because of financial reasons. Don't miss a mincha because of a shachis or a mariv because of money matters. What happens, Rabbi said, "Lechatchila shouldn't." Right? If you did, then we discussed yesterday. Potentially, it's tashlumin. What happens if a person is fully aware that he's going to miss mincha, and he's in the middle of doing a business encounter, a business deal, and that business deal is very substantial. He knows this meeting is going to make, if that meeting is done, I'm going to marry off my children happily. And, pardon?
Could be a heta.
Fundraisers, that's really interesting.
Million pound deal.
Right, so if you're in the middle of a £1 million deal and you're going to miss mincha, is that how are you meant to deal with it?
Good.
So you're saying that you're distinguishing, as we discussed yesterday, distinguishing between hefsed mamon and nias revach. True, this is a correct point. The Mishlebura in Tzevkot Chav Dalet does say, "V'chein emu yotored liknois v'limkois chirosoi v'aladei kach avazman tefillah." The Mishlebura in Tzevkot Chav Dalet does say that a person is buying and selling merchandise, somebody is in the middle of a business deal, as it were, there's a heta anyway. Is there a figure? What are you meant to do? This is a huge business deal. What are you going to do then? What do you think? Do you have these £1 million deals sometimes? Does it happen, £1 million deals? That's the small ones, no? That you leave to your secretary to deal with. what's halacha then? So there's a fascinating bi'alocha. That's a really interesting bi'alocha over here. It's just a few words, but it's important to remember next time we have £1 million deals, we should remember this bi'alocha. Pialocha says as follows: Miu lechatchila, ve'efshei could be quoting a prima godim to be yoyse mechoy mesh nechosav einu mechuyev. If it's more than a fifth, meaning 20%, is that correct? Yeah, that's how my maths goes. Math skills. Yeah, 20%, a fifth is 20%. Yeah, 20% nechosav einu mechuyev. If it's 20% of the capital, then only mechuyev, you don't have to daven. So there is a rain check over here, that if the business deal goes up to 20% of the capital of the nechosav, that's quite, must be quite.
It's not very much.
Yeah, so if that's the kind of figure that we're talking about, only mechuyev is only mechuyev. Although the Bir Halacha says in Loshon Efsha, which literally means maybe that's the halacha, but it is well known that the Prima Godim, it's quoting a Prima Godim. Prima Godim, whenever he says Efsha, you know what he means. That's the halacha. So undoubtedly, what the halacha means to Paskini as well, halacha lemaisa. So if you've got a very significant business deal, which is 20% of capital kind of figure, then you can miss out the mincha and you're going to make it a shlumin later. Yeah.
But what happens if you're employed but you're doing the deal for your company?
Very interesting question.
But your company could
technically. A fascinating shaila. Very interesting shaila. What if you're not the one making that money? You're the one doing all the work. Somebody else making the money.
Well, you get your salary.
You're getting the salary, right. Now, what happens if you walk off in the middle of that meeting? You're probably not going to be... That's probably going to be your last day in that company, I assume. Right? So that itself is a mini, is a hefset moment. If you are jeopardizing your... If you're jeopardizing your business, you're jeopardizing your job, that's also definitely a hefset. Hefset, and you'd be allowed. Right, employees. Right, somebody once showed me a contract in a company that specifically does not allow for somebody to have breaks more than 10 or 15 minutes. I've forgotten. I don't know how common that is, but I saw a contract like that. You're not allowed to, you have your half an hour break, whatever it may be. Excluding that, you're not allowed to have breaks more than 10 minute breaks. I don't know if that's common practice for some, he said explicitly, you're not allowed to eat. You know, like, you can't have... So, if that's the case, what are you going to do about mincha? I mean, assuming you can't have mincha during... Or whatever, lunch or whatever. But what are you going to do then? Is that basically your question? Yeah? So, what do you think? Is it an employee who cannot... Well, the truth is, thinking about... Well, what do you think? How would you take it?
You can't do it on a regular thing. Like, if you're on contract, then obviously, you've got to get out of that job. Because you've never done mincha.
Right.
Now, but you couldn't down, let's say, at lunchtime that week, that day.
Yeah.
And now you're back in the office.
And right. Are you talking about tefillah betzibah or tefillah mincha altogether? Right. How long does it take a mincha b'yechidus?
5 minutes, but that's even you couldn't. You were employed.
And the employee will not allow a person down to go out for 5 minutes? Well, okay. If whatever circle, whatever this, what do you think our boys say? That kind of office, that kind of atmosphere, and there are those jobs out there, without a doubt, especially in some parts of London, that you can't go out for 5 minutes. It's just unacceptable to go out for 5 minutes. And you miss that mincha lunchtime, that's the case that you're describing. Now, you just can't go out for 5 minutes to daven. I'm not even talking about tefillah betzibah. I'm talking about mincha, even mechidus. What should you do? Busy working in a top law firm, busy banking. You can't.
We have a case in Halakha's benching where it allows you to not do part of the Durabodon for benching for reasons of work and time at work, but it's just you have to do the Duraisa parts of it.
Yeah.
So, presumably, it would be no different here. If Minhva, Davni Minhva is considered in the Torah, then you've got to do it. If it's not, then it's not.
Right. Right. I don't think anybody will hold that Minhva per se is Duraisa. You say that you should do the Duraisa part, which doesn't exist really by Mincha. There's no element which is Duraisa. Yeah. You could just
maybe
get,
maybe
right. Right, it's a good question. Right, the truth is that losing your what's going to happen if a person would go out for 5 minutes? Would he potentially lose a job? Would he lead on to... If it's kind of jeopardizing his job, his standing, his career, that's probably permitted. If we're just gonna give him a dirty look from his boss, probably should still go out to another. Surely he can be mashlim that afterwards. Okay. Siv Tes, Rabbi Yisai. Tov, lo yispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. Okay, the person now is still carrying on with people not davening. Hilchas Tashlumin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tor, you made a mistake. For Loispal Mincha, he did not daven Mincha Pe'erev Shabbos, just before Kabbalah Shabbos. Ta Mincha on Friday afternoon. He missed that Mincha. What should he do now? He missed that Mincha. And now comes Friday night, he's davening Kabbalah Shabbos. What should he do? So he's davening Mincha, excuse me, he's davening the Mariv of Friday night Mariv of Shabbos, and he should do Mispal Arvis Shtaim Shel Shabbos. He should do two Ma'ariv of Shabbos. He's doing the Ma'ariv of Shabbos because now it's Ma'ariv of Shabbos. And he's doing the Tashlumin. And the Tashlumin over here is going to be a Tashlumin of Ma'ariv of Shabbos. What's the Chiddush here, Rabbi Yisai? What's the new point about this? Halacha? Correct. Although, absolutely correct. Although really what he's doing over here, he's really davening a lost mincha, a weekday mincha that is. What is he davening? He's davening a Shabbos Ma'ariv. So that's the chiddush over here. It's not such a chiddush, but that's really what it's coming to mechadesh. So again, a person who missed mincha on Friday afternoon, he's going to be davening on Friday night. He's going to be davening two Friday night Ma'ariv, Kabbalah Shabbos Ma'ariv, once for Friday night and once for Friday afternoon. Yes.
Does he still dab an ashray in between?
Good. Yes, he does. Okay. Yeah. Tavlo is spelled mincha be'ev Shabbos. Spelled arvis shteim shel Shabbos. Arishon el arvis. The first one for Ma'ariv. Ve'ashniyah le tashlumin. The second one as a tashlumin. Ve'huaden says the Rama. Ve'huaden similarly. Im lo is spelled mincha be'ev Shchoidesh. If a person did not daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, mispal shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim, you daven the Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh twice. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean, a Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh? Of course, it's referring to Yalev Yavoy. You're going to say Ma'ariv with Yalev Yavoy, and then again, Ma'ariv with Yalev Yavoy. Although, what are you doing really? The Tashlumin one is really a non-Yalev Yavoy. Shmoyne Esra, but you're still saying Yalev. Why are you saying Yalev Yavoy? Why are you Taka?
Because it's the present of man.
That's right. Very good. That's the point. That's the underlying point. Because now it's Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say Yalev Yavoy. The truth is that the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion who holds that you don't say Yalev Yavoy, but we don't pass in that. We pass in that you're going to say Yalev Yavoy. V'im lo yiski Yalev Yavoy b'rishoyna. Now that's really fascinating. That's a bit of a tricky one. Rabbi Yisai, that's a tricky case now. Now that person, what happened was, v'im loy hiski yalev yovo b'rishoyn v'hiski b'shniyo. Okay. Rabbi said, that's an interesting case. Now this person now missed mincha. Can we call him a name? I need a name.
Yankel.
Yankel is perfect. Yankel. Okay. Yankel forgot mincha. Okay. He was an oynes. Good. Now Yankel, by night, now he's going to daven Ma'ariv and it's Rosh Chodesh. So he's davening Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh with Yalev Yavoy, and he's also davening afterwards second Shmoneh Esrei because of Tashlumin of the Mist Mincha. Correct? Really, he's meant to say the Ma'ariv and the Tashlumin with Yalev Yavoy because of Rosh Chodesh. But Yankel is a bit of a klotz. Yankel forgot to say Yalev Yavoy in the first Ma'ariv. Oh. Good. Good. Oh, wow. That's quite impressive. Okay, good. Let's leave out your point, although your point is correct. Let's leave this out for a moment. But Yankel forgot Yalev Yavoy. In the first Shmoneh Esrei. Second Shmoneh Esrei, he's now saying with Yalev Yavoy. Rabbi said, can you see a problem here or not? Leaving out your point. Can you see there's a problem over here or not? There's an intrinsic problem here. What is it? What is the intrinsic problem?
Is the second one part of the first one because you've got
Yalev
Yavoy?
Oh, beautiful. Very good. We learned, is that what you want to say? We learned that the halacha is you always need to have the chiyuv, Shmoneh Esrei, and afterwards the tashlumin. What's happening over here is that since he's davening the first Ma'ariv with Yalev Yavoy and the second one with Yalev Yavoy, it's the chiyuv is said without it. The chiyuv, the first Shmoneh Esrei is saying, is as if it's not a chiyuv because he didn't say Yalev Yavoy with it. He didn't say Yalev Yavoy in it. So it's as if you're not doing the chiyuv and after the tashlumin. It's as if you did the tashlumin and after the chiyuv. It's as if you did because you did the second ma'ariv with Yalev Yavoy. It would appear you're now saying the tashlumin of the first ma'ariv which you missed Yalev Yavoy. Does that make sense? Therefore, says the Rama. But hiski Yalev Yavoy b'rishoyn of hiski b'shniyah, ve'im loy hiski Yalev Yavoy b'rishoyn, says the Gemara, if you didn't say Yalev Yavoy in the first Shmoneh Esrei, ve'hiski b'shniyah, and you mentioned Yalev Yavoy in the second You need to go over a third time again. So Yankel Klotz, what happened to him was, he's missed Mincha Shmoneh Esrei, comes Mariv, he davened Shmoneh Esrei without Ya'aleh V'Yavoy. He now said the Tashlumin with Ya'aleh V'Yavoy. Now Yankel needs to do a third, because he wasn't Yotzer the Tashlumin. Yes. Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. That is a problem. Yes. Interesting. Don't know why. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but what's... So there, what are you saying? That he should say... Yeah, but he's... Yeah, but the first one is... Yeah, but he's Yotzer... He's Yotzer...
Which one's Marav?
Well...
Middle one, yeah?
Yes.
But that
yeah, it's a good question. Good question. Good question. Good question. Yes, it is. It is. Okay, that's a good question. I hear that. Says the Gemara continues, and he says as follows. He finishes off. If he didn't miss, if he did not say Ya'aleh V'Yavoy in the first and in the second Shmoneh Esrei, oi, alternatively, hiske b'rishonu v'loi b'shniyo, you mentioned by the first, but you forgot by the second one. Enter chlach, so you don't have to go back. Right. So again, if you didn't say Ya'aleh V'Yavoy either, that's going back to your halacha really. If you didn't go back, if you didn't say Ya'aleh V'Yavoy either, it's fine. Or if you said Ya'aleh V'Yavoy the first one and you failed to say by the second one, you won't have to go back. Okay, see if you'd Shulchan Aruch Tov lo ispal mincha b'Shabbos. Okay, somebody did not taven mincha on Shabbos. Mispalel b'motze Shabbos. He's going to say tashlumin on motze Shabbos. Rabbi say, what should he daven on Motzei Shabbos?
Twice the Maariv on Motzei Shabbos, because the presence of man.
Very good. Once again, you're underlying the essential point that if he missed Mincha on Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos is going to say Maariv twice, and twice the Maariv on Motzei Shabbos. What about Atochen Antonu? What do you tell her? Both times. Probably both times. Who agrees? When did you say Atochen Antonu? Atochen Antonu? Neither? What? First, the options are either the first one or the second one or both. Just the first one. Just the first one says the beautiful, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tov reis pal mincha b'Shabbos, mispal b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol, you daven motzei Shabbos twice. Mavdil b'rishoyna, you say, havdol, in other words, atochen antonu, b'rishoyna, the first Shmoneh Esrei, ve'einu mavdil b'shnia, you don't say the second twice, second times. You don't say atochen antonu, the second Shmoneh Esrei. The reason is, there's no point saying it twice. There's no point. You have to say it the first Shmoneh Esrei after Nacht. You have to say, but there's no point saying it at the Chan Antonu twice. You can't be Mavdil twice. You can't say Avdol twice. There's no point saying it twice. You have separated between Shabbos and weekdays. There's no point. You can't say that. You can't do that twice. It doesn't make sense. However, if you were Mavdil the second time, but the first one you forgot, first time you forgot, second Shmoneh Esrei you remembered, then Shnia Olsaloi Rishoyna, Shnia Olsaloi, Rishoyna Loi Olsaloi. The second Shmoneh Esrei will count, the first one won't count. If you're Mavdil, correct. If you mivdil b'shteihen, if you said it twice, although you don't need to, and it's not much point, or you didn't say Avdol neither, yotza ya yotza. So although there's no point really saying Avdol twice, if you did it, it's not ma'akev v'di'evet. If you didn't say neither, we know that once a Shabbos, if you say Shmoneh Esrei, you forgot at the Chan Antonu, ya yotza, right? So same thing, if you did both, ya yotza. Correct. Correct. The yesoid is, the underlying point is, the second one always has to be a tashlumin to the first. And he can't work the other way around. And that's very much the yesoid that we learned in the first seat. It's that underlying point. Does that make sense? Okay, good. So if both, you didn't say Atochen Antonu either, or you said it in both, okay, so, see if you'd Aleph. That's a very famous widely quoted halacha this, because it tells us a very important yesod. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Imagine somebody davened Minchas el Shabbos, and he's also Yankel Klotz, and what happened to him was that he davened on Mincha, he davened regular Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, Tov Minchas el Shabbos. A person, he davened on Mincha on Shabbos, he davened regular Mincha, as opposed to Mincha of Shabbos. Regular weekday Mincha, on Shabbos afternoon. He didn't mention anything about Shabbos. He went right through everything on Shabbos afternoon. So what halacha is, what happens is as follows. A person davened the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, but he davened. But he davened the wrong Shmoneh Esrei. Shmotz Shabbos only realized, oh no, what have I done over here? I've davened wrong Shmoneh Esrei, but I've davened something. So the halacha is now, and he realized, and he made a mistake. Now, the halacha is, mispal b'motzei Shabbos shtayim ve'eino mavdil b'shniyo. You tap, mispal b'motzei Shabbos shtayim ve'eino mavdil b'shniyo. He can daven on Motzei Shabbos two Shmoneh Esreis. Why would a person have to daven two Shmoneh Esreis on Motzei Shabbos? Oh. He said that again because he didn't mention Shabbos. So therefore, it's as if he didn't daven. He davened, but as if he hasn't davened. He davened, but as if he hasn't davened. And therefore, mispal ma'ariv shtayim. This actually machloek is a shoinim, and it's based on the machloek is a shoinim. The machloek is a shoinim as to whether somebody who gets completely the wrong tefillah on Shabbos. This is the example. On Shabbos, he davened a weekday tefillah. Is this considered? You did not daven at all. Or is it that you davened, but you davened wrong Shmoneh Esrei? It's a big difference. Maybe it's considered davening. Is it Brachas Levatola, for instance? Was he accepted in Shema? Have you done anything, or have you wasted your time? So here we're learning that what? We're learning that what? And therefore, what does that teach us? That you haven't davened. It was a complete and utter waste of time. If you davened the wrong Shmoneh Esrei in the wrong time, such as a weekday tefillah on Shabbos, it's as if you haven't davened at all. And that's why there's Tashlumin on Motzei Shabbos. You're not going to say Atochen Antonu the second time round, as discussed earlier. But here comes a Chiddush. But you should say it as an Nedava. Shulchan Aruch recommends, stud out Shmoneh Esrei as a nedava. Why would you want to do it as a nedava? What's the point of doing it as a nedava? Why do you have to do this as a nedava? Very good. Precisely because, as we mentioned earlier, the Arishonim will learn that actually it's not so poshut that you have to, that it's as if you didn't daven at all. Maybe it's considered you did, maybe it's to some extent it's considered you davened. So if it's considered you davened, then you can't daven. You don't do tashlumin for it. If it's considered you davened, it's the wrong tefillah, but you davened something, you can't daven tashlumin for something that you've davened. So therefore, there's a pshara here. We make a pshara. We are going to daven, but we're going to daven as a nedava. Just based on the machlokes rishonim. Does that make sense, Abba Yisai? Okay, so again, with machlokes rishonim, somebody who davens the wrong tefillah at the wrong time, is it considered he has davened nothing at all? Or is it considered he has davened, but it was just the wrong tefillah? Nafkamina is as to whether there is, you have to daven tashlumin or not. If it's considered you haven't davened at all, you're going to have to daven tashlumin. But if it's considered you have davened, then there's no tashlumin. So therefore we say, you know what? You're going to daven a second time, do that tashlumin. But just in case there's no tashlumin, just in case you shouldn't be davening tashlumin, do it as a teres nedava. Does that make sense? The same will apply also, what we discussed now applies also if a person forgot to say Yalev Yovah b'mincha shel Rosh Chodesh. Same halacha will apply. And finally, just to finish off this seif over here, Hatoye umaske ma'oiro shayomi b'tfilah shloi b'zman lo yava afsoke. If a person says an addition, a time-bound addition, in its wrong time. You think it's Yalev Yovah today, and really it's not. So is it considered hafsoka? Did you interrupt Shmoneh Esrei? Do you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because of that? The answer is, it's not considered hafsoka. If you said Ya'alev Yov in the middle of the month, it's not considered hafsoka. It's not the right thing, but you didn't spoil your Shmoneh Esrei because of that. If you did, however, remember, in the middle of Ya'alev Yov, that, oh, hold on, it's not Shchodesh now, you stop in the middle, don't continue, stop in the middle, and go to the right place. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shemoy, we learned that we started off talking about a very substantial financial loss as to whether the person is allowed to miss tefillah because of that. We learned that a person who missed mincha on Erev Shabbos, he's going to daven b'mariv, two marivs of Shabbos. We learned also that a person who misses the mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, mariv is going to say Rosh Ya'alev Yovai, if it's Rosh Chodesh already. He's going to have to say the first time round Ya'alev Yovai, second time round not. If he said both times Ya'alev Yovai or none, then he's still Yotze B'Diab. If a person didn't daven mincha on Shabbos, then if a person davens mincha of Shabbos, mincha time on Shabbos is davening a weekday Mariv, we learned that he should daven tashlumin, but a b'teras nedava, and the same applies with Ya'alev Yovai. We learned if somebody is moisif a ma'oro shel shayomim, such as Ya'alev Yovai, in the middle of the month, it's not considered hafsoka, it didn't spoil Shmoneh Esrei because of that, but if you realize in the middle of the bracha, it should just go back to the right place, and it shouldn't continue the wrong tefillah that he does. Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai.